Please welcome today's contestants, a media executive from Campbell, California, Tracy Mack. A CFO from Chicago, Illinois, Matthew Neff. And our returning champion, a bartender from Old Orchard Beach, Maine, Dennis Coffey, whose one day cash winnings total $21,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alan Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very important day. It's important for Tracy, Matthew, and Dennis because they're here to show off their intellectual skills and win a lot of money. It's also a very important day for our country because today we honor Martin Luther King. All right, Dennis, you're the champ. You get to pick first from these categories in the Jeopardy round. We start off today with this. Literature, the subtitle. Oh, that sounds tough. Then we deal with holidays around the world, Emmy winners for Best Actress in a Drama, a whole category devoted to Niagara Falls, followed by Slowly I Turned, Step by Step, STEP, coming up in each correct response. Off you go.
Niagara Falls for 200, please.
22-year-old Stephen Trotter was the youngest man to go over the falls in one of these and survive. By the way, the stunt is illegal. Tracy.
What is a barrel?
Yep.
Step by Step, 200.
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly were titled these in a 2008 film. Matthew?
What are stepbrothers?
Correct.
Step by Step, 400, please.
In a kid's rhyme, you'll break your mother's back if you do this. Dennis?
What is step on a crack?
That's it.
Niagara Falls, 400.
The diversion of water above the falls for this type of power slows the rate of erosion. Tracy.
What is hydroelectric?
You got it.
Step by Step, 600.
In 1968, this band took us on a musical magic carpet ride. Matthew.
Who is Steppenwolf?
Good.
Step by Step, 800.
This five-word idiom, meaning to take responsibility, comes from what a baseball batter does before seeing a pitch. Dennis?
What is step out of the box?
No. Tracy?
What is step up to the plate?
That's it, yes.
Step 1,000?
These are found in Rome, though they sound like they should be in Madrid. Tracy?
What are the Spanish steps?
Correct.
Best Actress, 200?
She thanked her one and only love, Kevin Bacon, when she won for The Closer. Tracy?
Who is Kira Sedgwick?
Yes.
Best Actress, 400?
The truth is out there. This actress took the trophy in 1997 for her role on The X-Files. Tracy?
Who is Gillian Anderson?
Yes.
600, Best Actress?
A four-time nominee in the category as a nurse on ER, she won twice as a lawyer on The Good Wife. Tracy.
Who is Juliana Margulies?
Yes.
800, Best Actress?
Ring the Palace. This actress took the award in 2018 for The Crown. Tracy?
Who is Claire Foreman?
No. Matthew or Dennis? Gosh, Tracy, you are on such a roll, and you're so close with this. It's not Claire Foreman, it's Claire Foy.
Oh.
But you pick again, please.
Best Actress, 1,000.
Patricia Wittig started the 1990s with back-to-back wins for her role on this drama about yuppie baby boomers. Tracy?
What is 30-something?
Yep.
Literature, 200.
Or the boy who would not grow up. Tracy?
What is Peter Pan?
Correct.
Literature, 400.
A 1970s special Pulitzer winner, The Saga of an American Family. Matthew.
What is Roots?
Yes.
600, literature, please.
Answer. Daily Double, all right. You have 1,200, you can risk any or all of it.
1,200, please.
Okay, here is the clue. Or The Parish Boy's Progress, which included picking a pocket or two.
What is Oliver Twist?
You are right, and that doubles your score. And it takes us to our first commercial break as we pause for these messages. Tracy Mack is a media executive from Campbell, California. Now, you were in a regional commercial for Jeopardy?
Yes, as a five-year-old, I sang a song about the show to the tune of Jingle Bells.
Really?
Yes.
Did they pay you?
I think so. You'll have to ask my mother. I was 5, so who knows what happened to that money.
Okay. All right. Matthew Neff is the CFO from Chicago. Soccer player.
A little bit, yes.
Big time.
No. I play on a co-ed team on a Sunday league, and it's the definition of a Sunday league.
What does that mean?
It means there's typically beers afterwards.
Oh, I was just going to say there are refreshments available for all. Okay, Dennis Coffey is a bartender. He's from Maine. Your college major was?
It was Sanskrit.
Why?
Why not?
Okay.
Ludwig Tarski, right?
Yeah, but why Sanskrit?
Well, I had a harebrained idea that I was going to become an Indo-European linguist, which my roommate ultimately did. Then I found out it was too much work.
The stories we hear on this program. Let's get back into this. Matthew, go ahead and make a selection as we continue this first round of play.
Literature for 800, please.
By Monsieur Flaubert, A Story of Provincial Life. Dennis.
What is Madame Bovary?
Good, you're out of the hole now.
Literature, the subtitle for 1,000, please.
Robert Persig's two-wheeled traveling tale, An Inquiry into Values. What is Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance? All right, go Dennis.
Let's go Holidays for 200.
This biblical man's pudding, first made when the waters subsided, is eaten by Turkish Muslims on Asherah. Tracy.
Who's Noah?
Good.
Holidays 400.
This spring holiday honors a Mexican army victory over French forces in 1862. Matthew.
What is Cinco de Mayo?
You got it.
600 holidays, please.
For more than 200 years, Spain has made people rich on Christmas with the Loteria de Vis. Dennis.
What is Navidad?
Good.
Holidays for 800.
In the Pyrenees, the Candlemas bear was the more ferocious predecessor of this U.S. rodent. Tracy.
Who's the Easter Bunny?
No. Correct response. What is the groundhog? Back to you, Dennis.
Holidays for 1,000.
Not a Halloween tradition. English jack-o'-lanterns were made on this midweek Christian holiday. And that would be Ash Wednesday. Let's go somewhere else, Dennis.
Niagara for 600.
At first, just for the rich, the falls became a destination for all classes when this waterway opened in 1825. Dennis?
What's the Welland Canal?
No. Matthew?
What is the Erie Canal?
You are right.
Niagara Falls 800?
If you're standing on the New York side of Niagara Falls, you can see this Canadian province on the other side. Matthew?
What is Ontario?
Yes.
Niagara Falls 1,000?
Since 1846, a ship with this alliterative name has been bringing people close to the Roaring Cataracts. Dennis.
What is the Maid of the Mist?
Yes.
Slowly for 200.
The Earth rotates on this imaginary line only once every 24 hours. Kind of slow. Tracy?
What's its axis?
Yes, less than a minute now.
400?
A turntable known as a slow wheel is used by practitioners of this craft. Tracy.
What is pottery?
Good.
1,000. Slowly I turned.
In 2016, the Gerald R. Ford, one of these, took almost an hour and a half to turn 180 degrees. It also needed some tugboats. Tracy.
What's a battleship?
Nope. Dennis.
What's an aircraft carrier?
Yes.
800.
In 2008, in Hong Kong, 20,000 people did long, slow turns in a class of this, also known as Chinese boxing. Matthew.
What is Tai Chi?
Right, now the last clue. Rotisseries slowly cook meats that revolve on one of these rods. Dennis.
What's a spit?
Spit is right, and that takes you up to 3,000 into a tie with Tracy. Matthew in the lead, though, with 5,000. We're taking a break. Back after this. Although Tracy and Dennis are tied in second place at 3,000, Dennis is the one picked first in Double Jeopardy, and he selects today from these categories. French arts and culture. In Hidden Treasure, each response will contain a gem or precious metal found within the text of the clue itself. All right, next, libraries. Second City alumni, a marvelous group. The Americas before Columbus, and finally, come to your census. Dennis, off you go.
French arts and culture for 1,200.
Answer there. Sarah?
The 20th century painting here of southern France is by Jean, great-grandson of this 19th century French Romantic author.
And the author's name is Victor Hugo. Dennis, back to you.
800.
The name of this university honors a 13th century French theologian. Dennis.
What is the Sorbonne?
Good.
French arts for 1600.
It's no folly. This Paris music hall has been a hot spot since the 1886 review Place aux Jeunes. Matthew?
What is the Moulin Rouge?
No. Tracy or Dennis? What is the Folie Bergère? Dennis, back to you.
2000.
This one-name designer created the iconic little black dress that Audrey Hepburn wore in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Tracy.
Givenchy.
You got him.
Second City alumni, 400.
She came out of Second City and into your living room on Glee and as the host of Hollywood Game Night. Tracy.
Who is Jane Lynch?
Yes.
800, Second City.
One notable alum is this actor who starred on MASH and directed 32 of its episodes. Dennis.
Who is Wayne Rogers?
No. Tracy.
Who's Jamie Farr?
No. Who is Alan Alda? Back to you, Tracy.
Second City, 1200.
Told he babbles on under pressure on this tech sitcom, Thomas Middleditch's Richard asks, why does this thing people say? Tracy?
What is Silicon Valley?
Right.
Second City, 1600.
She joined Second City Toronto in the 1970s as Gilda Radner's understudy and is still on TV with her SCTV pal, Eugene Levy. Dennis.
Who is Andrea Martin?
No. Tracy.
Who is Catherine O'Hara?
Correct.
Second City, 2000.
Hello. I am Scott Adsit, who voiced Baymax, your personal healthcare companion in this 2014 animated film. Tracy.
What is Big Hero 6?
Yep.
Hidden Treasure, 400.
The Mongol dynasty lasted from 1271 to 1368. Matthew.
What is gold?
Gold, gold.
Hidden Treasure, 800.
I hope our clue doesn't rub you the wrong way. Tracy.
What is ruby?
Ruby, right.
Hidden Treasure, 1200.
When I tripped and fell into the upper Tiber, there was a big splat in Umbria. Tracy.
What is platinum?
Platinum, yes, good for you.
Hidden Treasure, 1600.
Better return that encyclopedia Monday before the librarian notices it's missing. Tracy.
What is diamond?
Good.
Hidden Treasure, 2000.
I'll get us to the airport with my phone. This app hires rides in a jiffy. Matthew.
What is Sapphire?
Yes.
The Americas before Columbus, 800.
Road building and irrigation. Lots of infrastructure investment by this South American people who ruled an empire of nearly 12 million. Matthew.
Who are the Inca?
Yeah.
Americas, 1200.
This green table region of southwest Colorado was home to Pueblo cliff dwellers more than seven centuries ago. Dennis.
What is Mesa Verde?
Yes.
Come to your senses for 1200.
On March 26, 2018, the Commerce Department said the question of this would be reintroduced on the census. A lawsuit was soon filed. Dennis.
What is citizenship?
Yes.
Census for 1600.
The 1800 census's number 10 on the largest urban places in America. Norfolk Borough in this state with, wow, 6,926 people. Dennis?
West Virginia.
Yes.
2000 census.
Not exactly a laptop. With 5,000 vacuum tubes and weighing 16,000 pounds, this computer was utilized for the 1950 census. And that was the famous UNIVAC. Back to you, Dennis.
Columbus for 2000.
Existing from about 1200 to 400 BC, this civilization of Mesoamerica is closely identified with giant stone heads. Tracy?
We're the Olmecs.
Good.
Census, 800.
37.3 million people were living in this state in 2010. That's more than the 21 least populous states combined. Dennis.
What is California?
That's the state.
America's for 1600.
Answer. Haley Double. All right. You're in third place.
Let's go with 3,500.
Here is the clue. In 1500 BC, people in Central America were processing rubber in a way similar to this process discovered by Goodyear.
What is vulcanization?
You are right.
Libraries for 1600.
The Folger Library is in D.C., across 2nd Street Southeast from this much larger library. Matthew.
What is the Library of Congress?
You got it.
Libraries for 1200?
The Royal Portuguese Cabinet of Reading isn't in Portugal, but in this carnival city. Tracy.
What is Rio de Janeiro?
That's it.
Libraries 800?
Answer. Other Daily Double. Less than a minute now, Tracy.
1,000.
Okay. For her work with libraries and literacy, a promenade outside a library at SMU is named in honor of this first lady.
Who is Laura Bush?
You got her. Five clues left. Go again.
Libraries 400.
The Margaret Herrick Library of the Motion Picture Academy is home to more than 15,000 of these from 1910 to the present. Matthew?
What are movies or films?
No. Dennis or Tracy? We're talking about scripts or screenplays. Back to Tracy.
Census 400.
Don't fool around. In 2020, you need to have your census form in by this date, because it's Census Day, too. Tracy?
What is April 1st?
Yes.
America's 400.
On a high stone pyramid, Aztec priests performed sacrifices to Huitzilopochtli, god of this heavenly body. Dennis.
What is the sun?
Right.
Library.
You won't get a chance to see that next clue. But all three of you, well positioned to deal with our final Jeopardy today. And today we feature this category. Cabinet positions. Clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Which egg has better taste and nutrition? Only Eggland's Best. And is the only egg I'll serve my family? Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
In the Geico sequel ad, it's the name of the food truck run by the raccoons. What is Shea Dumpster? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
As we get set for Final Jeopardy with the category Cabinet Positions, a word of caution, players. Be very careful. Here is the clue for you. Of the four jobs in George Washington's cabinet, the two that have been filled by women in the 230 years since. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Matthew Neff, you're still writing, unfortunately. Let's see what your response was. You wrote down, what are Secretary of State and Treasury? You're halfway there, but not completely. So it's an incorrect response, which costs you $7,600. Drops you all the way down to $200. Over to Dennis Coffey, our champ coming into today. $10,100, he wrote down, what are Secretary of State and Attorney General? You're right. And you will add... $7,501. You're in the lead by a margin of a buck. Tracy, over to you now. Not looking happy. Why? You came up with Secretary of State, but Speaker of the House is not a member of the cabinet. It's an incorrect response, and it cost you $2,601. You're finishing in second place. And Dennis Coffey, you're a two-day champion with $39,202. Way to go. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go, but we'll come back in 23 and a half hours from now.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Aspergream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Aspergream works.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Inside out, gotta figure it out. I'm feeling good, and it feels good. Sunsweet Amazing Prunes and Prune Juice, the feel-good fruit.